This is the 10th and final article in a series in partnership with Newmarket Today highlighting 100 years of care and community as Southlake Regional Health Center celebrates its centennial this year. In October 1960, Dr. Douglas "Doc" Murdoch joined the medical staff at York County Hospital, marking the start of a transformative chapter in his life and the hospital's 100-year-long history. When he arrived in Newmarket alongside his wife, Dr. Murdoch was a bright 28-year-old with a specialization in family practice. He was eager to delve deeper into the art of medicine and make a difference in his new community. At the time, Newmarket was a small town of 7,000 people, and Southlake Regional Health Center, then York County Hospital, had only 127 beds. Dr. Murdoch quickly established himself in his family practice and in leadership roles at the hospital. Over the years, he served as the hospital's medical staff treasurer, vice president, and eventually chief of staff until 1981. The influx of more advanced medicine that was coming into our hospital was the thing that really got us going in the right direction, Dr. Murdoch said, reflecting on the rapid growth at York County Hospital during his tenure. Much of the hospital's development was the result of an increasing number of orthopedic surgeons and plastic surgeons joining the team and the growth of the obstetrics practice. As the hospital and the communities it served grew, Dr. Murdoch also found himself growing. Slowly but surely, he formed deep connections with the staff and the community. More than 60 years later, Dr. Murdoch still holds many of those connections near and dear to his heart. In particular, he is proud to call York County Hospital's first chief administrator, Al Roeder, a close friend and an instrumental part of Southlake's legacy of success. "He did the right things and directed us. With his interest and experience, we went in the right direction." A new role, championing community philanthropy at Southlake Foundation. After completing his term as chief of staff, Dr. Murdoch's passion for supporting the hospital took him in a new direction. In 1980, he joined York County Hospital's newly formed foundation, eventually becoming the foundation board chair in 1984. His motivation was simple: give back to Southlake and the communities that he held in such high esteem. "I've always thought that it was a tremendous privilege to be a doctor and work in the environment that I was able to work in, with the people I was able to work within, both within the hospital and in the foundation," he said. "I've got much more out of it than I could ever give back, but it was important that I did what I could to support." Since the inception of Southlake Foundation, generous donations raised by Southlake's communities have gone toward enhancing programs and services by funding new and replacement equipment for physicians, nurses, and staff, as well as infrastructure upgrades and expansions. When asked about community philanthropy, Dr. Murdoch is quick to mention a long history of strong support, particularly from organizations like the Royal Canadian Legion, and individual donors who wanted to ensure high-quality healthcare close to home. To him, it's not about one person, but rather the impact of the entire community. "You're going to need hospital care and you're not going to want to go down to Toronto, so we want to make the care as good as we can in our hospital, close to home." Though his years of involvement in Southlake Foundation are peppered with moments of heartfelt gratitude from generous community members, one experience that stayed with Dr. Murdoch involved a farmer who lived north of Newmarket. After the farmer made a $1,000 donation, Dr. Murdoch personally delivered a small dove figurine as a thank you gift on behalf of the foundation. The farmer, moved by Murdoch's gratitude and personal thanks, asked his wife to bring the checkbook and promptly doubled his donation. "That acknowledgement went a long way to that donor, and it stuck with me all these years," Dr. Murdoch said of the encounter. Dr. Murdoch was also involved in helping to cultivate community fundraising events in support of Southlake. One of his earliest fundraising experiences came at an unexpected venue, McDonald's. Along with other foundation members and medical staff, Dr. Murdoch spent an evening working in the kitchen, with 50% of sales being donated to the hospital, an initiative that continues today through McHappy Day. "I still remember watching Bill Arrington, the former York County Hospital Foundation board chair, cook up hamburgers. They put me on dishing out Sundays as fast as I could. We raised a lot of money in those few hours. That was one of the first events I got out in the community." continuing a legacy of generous investment drive. Murdoch officially retired in 2000, but other than taking more time for himself, his family and his friends, not much has changed. Southlake has always been more than just a hospital. It's a place where community and healthcare come together, and it remains a central part of his life, as it has for over six decades. He continues to be one of the most dedicated supporters of Southlake and the communities they serve, as well as a longtime donor to the hospital. For Southlake Foundation President and CEO Jennifer Ritter, longtime donors like Dr. Murdoch are an inspiration. Dr. Murdoch is an incredible example of the fabric of generous supporters that make up the Southlake community. Not only did he dedicate his career to caring for patients and families, he also dedicated his time and philanthropy to ensuring this legacy of leading-edge care that he helped lay the foundation for would continue long after he stopped practicing. We are honored to be the recipients of his support, and the support of the hundreds of donors he helped inspire along the way. Since the inception of Southlake Foundation in 1980, more than $234 million has been raised thanks to the generous support of the communities Southlake serves. For 100 years and counting, Southlake has built healthy communities through leading-edge care with an unwavering pride for people, place, and performance. To celebrate its centennial anniversary, Southlake is revisiting some of its hallmark stories and achievements over the years through the Southlake 100 series. Learn more about Southlake's esteemed history and how they're celebrating throughout the year at www.southlake.ca, and make sure to keep an eye out for more exciting news about the next 100 years of care.